T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
Welcome to the show. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I hope you guys had as much fun the first hour as I did. Phil Kennedy is on the phone with his attorney right now, and thanks for helping us test our phone system. And Phil is now convinced that he is the hottest man in Western New York. And Phil, how could anybody disagree with that? So if you're just joining us, I've got so many topics. Guys, if you knew how many topics I want to do, and they're different topics, and they're kind of offbeat, and I have a little bit of adult ADHD. I'm not going to lie, I do. And so many times I'll just want to get into so many different things. I could probably do, this is not exaggerated, I could probably do several months of a different topic. I mean, I'm talking 24 hours a day, a different topic every couple of hours, and then switch topics and do that topic and another couple of, I've got so many things listed, but this one is a follow-up, and we like to do follow-ups on this show because one of your big pet peeves over the years, guys, is, you know, you guys cover a story, but you don't follow through on it, and that's a fair criticism. So what we're doing now, and we'll get into some other things later on, is we're following through with this whole Wegmans and Erie County, the plastic bag thing. And just to quickly restate the setup of the topic, I am a Wegmans shopper because it's very close to my home. So I'm a Wegmans dude. But I do not do the reusable cloth bags for sanitary reasons, all right? Because I buy a lot of poultry and red meat and ground beef and ground turkey and ground chicken and all that stuff. And I don't care how much plastic you've got around it, there's always a chance that it is going to ooze into the reusable cloth bag. So in that, these bags are not really known for their durability. You know, you buy a pair of jeans. In fact, it's kind of funny. The jeans I'm wearing right now are 15 years old, and I wash them every time I wear them, and they're still looking good. 15-year-old jeans. The bags at Wegmans or anywhere else, the reusable bags that you, in theory, can wash, let's be real. How many washes are you going to get out of them? 10, 20, even on the soft or hand wash cycle? I mean, you're only going to get so many clean. You're only going to get so many washes out of a reusable bag. So my question to you is, how are you dealing with the whole no more single-use plastic bag thing? And we're Wegmans, and we're going to get ahead of the curve on this one. How are you dealing with it, and how I'm dealing with it? And I'm not real proud of this. I reuse the paper bags. Uh-huh, I do. Big Mr. Radio talk show host. I'm not Rush Limbaugh, clearly, but I will reuse the plastic I'm sorry, I will reuse the paper bags. And what I do is I make sure that the clerk at Wegmans puts my meat, giggity, in its own, I track where the meat is. I never buy enough meat to fill up a paper bag. That doesn't happen. But whatever bag that one happens to be, that is thrown out. Or if I'm feeling ambitious, I'll take it to the recycle bin, all right, for the Village of Williamsville, which I don't really use as much as I used to anyway. But that's another story. So I will reuse the paper bags into which the dry goods were placed. But anything that touches my meat gets thrown out because I don't want to run the risk of getting food poisoning. Have you ever had food poisoning? Of course you have. We've all had a touch of food poisoning. And it's not fun. And some food poisoning can last and last and last. You know, like the infamous trip I took in, what was it, 2013 to the Dominican Republic. Folks, I was a very sick man for a very long period of time. I dwindled down to like the 160s. 170s, maybe the 160s, I didn't look real good at all. I looked like a meth addict, be frank with you. None of my clothes fit, and it was pretty hellish. Everything I would eat, bleh, not fun. There's a nice thought as we're approaching the dinner hour. Hi, thanks for tuning in. Aren't you happy? So anyway, what are you doing about the bag situation? Have you bought the reusable cloth bags? How often do you wash them? Do you watch the ones into which your meat is deposited? Or are you a cheapskate like Tommy, and do you reuse the brown paper bags as I do? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Lines are open for you, and here is Sue in Cheektowaga. Sue.
Hi, Tom. Oh, you really hit a hot button with me. I made a list while I was waiting to get on of 5 and 6 different things. And it just drives me crazy. In fact, one time when I was checking, and I do reuse my paper bag, so don't feel so bad.
No, I just like hitting your button.
Anyways, I says, what are you going to do next time? What's the next thing? You guys are going to start charging me to fill the paper bags? I mean, it's ridiculous. I do go to Wegmans because it's cheaper. And I forget to bring my paper bags into the car with me because I've never had to do this in all the years I've been shopping. Now I'm not going to go back out to the car with my cart full. And so what I do is I'll end up buying less to fit into two of them. No more than 10 cents will I spend on the bags. I'm cheap. I'm probably cheaper than you, and you wouldn't know it.
I'm ridiculously cheap with some things, and I'm ridiculously exorbitant with other things.
Agree.
Bartenders love me because I tip very well.
It depends on what it is. This is unnecessary cheapness. Do you remember back in the day when we went from paper bags to plastic? We saved the trees.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. Yeah. I mean, people, so you got to keep in mind, there are people, like Phil is in his 20s. He's the guy, he's the communist in the next room. And basically, he wasn't around in the era in which we came of age, where the brown paper bag, that was the gold standard of grocery sacks around here. And then you would save them because you'd use them for book covers because... Yep. Yeah, you had to cover your school books to keep them in good order.
Yes, and we did all kinds of artwork on our paper bags in the school books.
Yeah.
What the heck? At least we were budding artists at the time. But I'm not going to buy any of the bags. Number one, why should I advertise the store? Pay me to take the bags and maybe.
Your Wegmans? You actually get the Wegmans label? Because mine is just plain paper bags.
Oh, I get the bags. No. About the cloth bag.
Oh, the recycle. The reusable ones, yeah.
It's disgusting. And so, you know, I had them hoard all my plastic bags when Wegmans notified us at the beginning of the year they were going away, they're doing away with the plastic bags. I've got cats. I use the plastic bags to haul away in the litter. What am I going to do now? I have hoarded them for many, many, many moon. It was just... frustrating. So now I've got a lot, and our son came to visit. He lives in New England. What do you got all the bags in the cellar for? What do you think? What am I going to do with the litter? All the used litter, I'm going to throw it out in the street? I don't think so.
Yeah, neighbors tend to object to the ammonia smell in the middle of July. But one of the, I don't know, do you use the litter box liners, the plastic liners for your kitty litter?
Well, I'll tell you, we had cats that were declawed. Now we have three that are not declawed. The plastic liners get destroyed.
Ah, okay. See, mine have always been declawed, which, by the way, in New York State, you can't have your cats declawed anymore. So New York State, they're so smart because people like me who love cats will never have another cat because I don't feel like going down to Pennsylvania to have my animal declawed, which, by the way, never caused any adverse reaction from the feline ever.
That's right. Unintended consequences to us, the consumer. Now, these cats I brought in from outside, I'm the neighborhood kitty lady. They come and find me. If they're a little bit on the wild side, I'll feed them slowly and surely. They see me. They love me. I bring them in the house. I take them to the vet. I give them their shots and if they need to be neutered. But they were too old for me to have them declawed at the time.
All right, so you do not use the litter box liners for obvious reasons. The cats would shred them. Basically, you are what you're telling me, because the question is, how are you dealing with the no single-use plastic bag thing at the grocery store?
I'm disgruntled.
Well, you are. I've never heard of anybody being gruntled. Only disgruntled.
Disgruntled.
Yes.
I am not happy.
I can tell, and I love the passion that you're bringing to the show. But you will reuse the paper bags as long as they're not the same bags into which they packed your meat.
Yeah, well, the meat... I never thought of it, really, because they're usually pretty well wrapped. I've never had anything drip.
I don't, you know what? I just do not trust meat, especially poultry or anything else likely to carry salmonella.
Yeah, never thought of it that way. Thank you for that little tidbit, because I'd never thought of it.
Oh, I can give you neuroses for the rest of your life. Call me, I'll give you a neuroses a day.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I'm glad, Sue, that you are reusing the paper bag, and I needn't feel as though I'm the only person doing this.
You're not the only one. No,
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too. Hey, somebody told me. She was a great caller, by the way. We need to hear more of her. She was awesome. I loved her. Not that I haven't loved all the other callers, but I loved her passion and her sense of humor and her wit. Very smart lady. But Tim Wenger told me that, I don't know if I should actually admit this on the air, because his kid apparently shops at Walmart. Oops, I said it. So anyway, I love Walmart. Don't tell anybody, but I go there a lot. So anyway, that was just a little too Jim Gaffigan-like. Because, Phil, remember what I said about Jim Gaffigan? He's a great talent and all, but why is it that when you talk like this, everything you say sounds funnier? But anyway, his kid comes home from Walmart, and apparently what Walmart has done is they have come out with this new, like, super, super durable plastic bag. So it's not a single-use plastic bag anymore. It's a multi-use plastic bag. But again, not to be neurotic or anything, not to be paranoid, but I worry about the chicken and the salmonella or seafood and whatever the seafood might have in it. I'm not going to put a plastic bag into the washing machine, you know. I'm just saying, I'd choose paper bag for that stuff. Oh, by the way, just a very quick aside, and that is, as you know, I talk a lot about our local music scene in Western New York and all the great local bands there are. And last night at the View of Creek, saw a guy I'd never seen before, but I've heard a lot of great things about him, Garrett Shea. Garrett Shea is amazingly talented. He is one man with a guitar, and he's very, very good. He has a phenomenal sense of rhythm. He is a guitar player who is like a metronome. He is just spot on. But I'm going to tell you something. As far as entertainer, Garrett Shea is an entertainer. And Garrett Shea has such a vocal range and such an eclectic mix of music he plays as a one-man act. He really is sensational. So if you get a chance to check out Garrett Shea, he's online. You'll find him easily in social media. But he is absolutely terrific. And we've got a lot of great people like that. People I know like Tom Bender, very dear friend. Ed Weiner, a very dear friend. And I saw a duo the other Sunday at the Glen Park Tavern. The James brothers, Brother James, and really, really entertaining. They had one guy with a 12 string and James with his 6 string, and they had a great mix of music, and again, just terrific vocals. And if you ever want to find out where bands are playing, my buddy Jim, his Facebook page is the go-to place. Jim Kadryna is his name. K-A-D-R-Y-N-A. Jim Kadryna. I'll try to put a Facebook link up on the Bowerly Facebook page so you can keep up to date with local music. Let's go to Neen in Amherst. How are you handling the plastic, the no plastic bag thing?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Neen.
So here's my situation. When I first heard that this law was going to come into effect, I noticed that the price of the reusable bag started to go up and up and up. So what I did was I ordered a whole bunch of canvas bags from eBay and Amazon. They were sturdier and a lot less expensive. And for meats and chicken and things like that, I bought a couple of insulated small coolers, and I'm bringing those with me, and I just wipe them out, and I'm good to go.
Are you buying for just yourself, or do you have a big family?
No, I'm just buying for myself.
Really?
But yeah, and it works out great. The cashiers aren't too thrilled because it's sort of cumbersome and bigger than what the plastic bags are like. But these little cooler things, they serve dual purposes, not only for the meats and to keep items cold and so on and sanitary rather than the canvas bags. And it's great when you're going to a party and you bring all the stuff in there, too.
Now, make sure the cooler is on wheels. You will thank yourself down the road.
But, yeah, what they're charging now for some of these, even the insulated lighter carrying bags at Tops is selling. They're ridiculous in price. And I won't pay that. And the handles are not very sturdy. So for those that are interested, I mean, I just typed in on eBay and Amazon, extra large, heavy duty canvas bags and insulated bags, and that's what I got.
And as long as you can wash them or have them clean, or you buy maybe something smaller or just pay the nickel or the dime for the paper bag for the meat. I mean, to me, the meat is the big issue, giggity.
Right.
But the if you go to, and I love the way you think, the military surplus stores will have carrying equipment that is very high quality and will be very durable for the packaged items.
Absolutely. And I've also noticed, I know for the woman that had just called in before about what she does for cats or even for dogs, they're still going to be selling the small bathroom plastic bags,
yes,
your small garbage bags, so you can use those. But
But those are more expensive than free.
Yeah, unfortunately. So unless you've hoarded, that's really what you have to do. I've also seen people have taken
Neen, my love, I love you and I adore you, but you need to hold on so I can get the rest of your call.
Okay, I will try and do that, my friend.
Try to, because I need to take a break or Phil Kennedy becomes quite belligerent. Oh, yeah. All right. Even if you're in your 20s or your 30s, come on, just isn't that some good stuff? Seriously, I know it's from 1969 and all, but some things are eternal. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Consider me your shining beacon of eternal mediocrity. And here on it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday, and we meet expectations every single day. We are talking right now about the bag situation. And I don't know what's going on because my voice is dry. And when I'm not on the air, I'm not hiccuping. The minute I go on the air, suddenly I have the urge to hiccup. I have no idea what that's all about, but that's neither here or there. As you know, if you're a Wegman shopper, they've already done away with the single-use plastic bags. So I'm going through some self-esteem issues right now. I'm not going to lie. Because despite being a radio legend, would it be icon, Bill Mason? My friend Bill Mason is a very well-known person in the area. He's a drummer with 18 different bands. And we were at the View of Creek last night watching Garrett Shea. And a beautiful woman walked up to Bill Mason and said, "Bill, you are an icon." And there's something very special about being called an icon. But I digress. If you shop at Wegmans, no more single-use plastic bags. So what I'm doing here is something I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit. I'm reusing the paper bags. I generally can get 3, maybe 4 uses out of the paper grocery sack before I need to buy the new ones. Now, you might ask yourself, Tom, wherefore would you do such a thing? In exactly those words. Because in some respects, I am cheap. I mean, if you had any idea what I blow money on, you would say, "Are you out of your mind?" The answer to that, of course, is yes. But on other things, I am absurdly cheap. And bags would be one of those areas of cheapdom. So, long story short, I want to find out if you have bought the reusable cloth bags, if maybe you have gone to like a military surplus store and bought heavier duty canvas or something similar for your groceries. And the only thing I will throw out is whatever bag the meat came in. And if you're just joining us, I mentioned this earlier, but I have a thing lately for bison steak, which is very low fat, very high protein, it's actually better for you than a filet mignon, believe it or not. But I'll buy that. The ground beef, 95% fat-free ground beef, ground turkey, ground chicken. But anything, any sack into which meat is placed. And in the summertime, clams, maybe some cod. Nothing like a piece of cod every now and again. Come to think of it, nothing like a cod piece. But that goes in the garbage because you do not want food poisoning. You do not want a foodborne illness because, I mean, you can, seriously, it can wreck a significant part of your life. And in the Dominican Republic, I was served food that was either not stored properly or cooked properly or in some way had become contaminated. And without exaggeration, I was extremely sick for many, many months. And it was kind of getting scary. I couldn't stop losing weight. And it was bad. And you don't want to go through that. And it's so easily done. All right? So what are you doing about the bags? And Walmart, as I mentioned earlier, Tim Wenger, one of his children, I suppose I shall, in the interest of confidentiality, keep the name close to my chest. His child, one of them, came home from Walmart with one of these really heavy-duty plastic bags that is meant to be reused, instead of paper. And, you know, the biggest issue many of you have, and I'm going to get right to the phone calls, biggest issue many of you have is the poop issue. If you have dogs, those free plastic bags were little golden rainbows. Yeah, they were golden rainbows for the dog excrement or for your cat's litter, all right? And as our previous caller, who did not hold on, thus breaking my heart, she teases me and says she will try to hold on, and she left me high and dry, wondering why she bolted out the front door when I went to the bathroom. Like, that hasn't happened before. But she did remind us that you can buy the plastic bags that you would use in a receptacle that you might have in your bathroom, for example. You know, one of those small little things. Hey, what do I do with the dental floss? Ah, there it goes. That kind of a thing. Yeah, you can buy them, but you know they're not the cheapest things, not the most expensive, but you got to pay for them. Anything you pay is more expensive than free. So what are you doing about the bag situation? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see. Tom Garrett is a friend of mine. I told him all of the nice things you said about him. Cheers, Mariah. More than welcome. Garrett Shea put on a very awesome show. Here is Mary Jo in West Seneca. Mary Jo, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I had a suggestion. I don't know if they still have them in the produce department, but they have those bags that you can put your produce in. Couldn't you use that to put your meat in?
Oh, there's so many ways I could take this conversation, but we'll keep it to the high ground. Yes, and if you, in theory, you could. And you could also double or triple wrap, giggity, if you're so inclined to do that. But, you know, Mary Jo, with all respect, and I don't know if other people listening to our conversation go through the same thing, but because of past experience, I tend to be very labile and extremely sensitive when it comes to the possibility of food poisoning.
No, I understand that. I was just thinking, though, you know, because packages aren't always that big, and sometimes you can fit it in there and wrap it around a little so that the blood doesn't get out or,
the meat juice.
Yeah, meat juice.
The only reason I said that, I said blood once on the air, and somebody sent me a real snarky thing saying, it isn't blood, it's meat juice, you moron. And they were absolutely right. And I felt inferior for a few moments. But, and here's another thing, Mary Jo, and maybe somebody can answer this. And I do not have a dog, so I can't give you the answer. But I wonder how many people are using those clear plastic bags from the produce section, and you are using those clear bags to haul your dog excrement.
That's That's a good question.
Because
I don't have a dog either, so.
Well, I mean, but when you're driving past somebody walking a dog and you see them holding the bag and it looks like Santa's full sack on Christmas Eve, isn't that just a little skeevy?
Well, yeah.
It's
but
like,
I mean,
I know it's in there. You know, if you were a drug mule, what a great. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You just have to take a paper bag and put the little bag in it and carry it so nobody knows what's in there.
But those garbage bags are not garbage bags. Those grocery sacks are big. I mean, that's a lot of bag for a little crap.
Well, I mean, you're only hiding it. You can always, you know, take it out. You know, you can still use the bag. Just use it every time you're using it for the doggy issue.
I suppose, depending on how embarrassed you are to be seen carrying your full sack of excrement, but I was just going to say, what a great tactic for a drug mule. Walk a dog, have a bag in your hand that looks like it's filled with something else, and inside you've got your stash. What cop is going to want to stop and frisk that?
Well, hey, if it gets out and it gets popular, I guess that's something they can do.
All right. Well, Mary Jo, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I shall. So how many of you are doing what Mary Jo suggested? You take the produce bags and you're using those for the doggy do or your cat litter. I mean, one of the nice things about the old Topps or Wegmans bags is, like, the Wegmans one were a light brown, a beige-ish color. And you would put the excrement in there, especially if you used two bags at the same time. And even though everybody knew what was inside, you couldn't see what was inside. I have not yet seen anybody using a produce bag to carry feces. Is there a weirder sounding word in English than feces? All right, let's go to the calls again. And it is Rachel, one of my all-time favorite female names. Sandy Beaches is Bernadette. Rachel is one of mine. And you're on WBEN.
Hey there.
Hey.
Well, the first thing that I wanted to say is in regard to the bags. You guys keep saying they're cloth bags, but they're not cloth. They're plastic, like the reusable ones that Wegmans and Topps sell.
Wait, sell that. Say that again.
The reusable bags that they sell for 99 cents, they're not cloth. They're plastic.
Can you spell that? Because I can't quite understand the word.
All right, hang on. I'm going to switch you back over to a speaker.
No, but you got to spell it, because even...
Say that again. Plastic.
Okay.
Plastic.
Okay, now I got you. I apologize. I've got headphones on, and apparently your voice and my hearing loss coincide.
Okay.
It's all good. It's not your fault.
No, that's fine. But when you guys are saying, like, the bags and people are talking about the bacteria, yada, yada, and I get that because people obviously, like, I do not wash out my reusable bags. But the ones that they do sell are heavy-grade plastic. They're not cloth.
Well, maybe they're not now, but I did at one point, probably 10 years or so ago, try to make the conversion and use the reusable bags, like the totes they give you at a trade show. And if they weren't cloth, they were certainly a fabric that could be washed. They weren't plastic as their main component, but today's bags may very well be plastic.
Correct. The ones that, like, Wegmans will sell, like, you'll see them at the end of the checkout counter.
Yeah, we have the same ones. Ideal You, which is a local weight loss place and a sponsor here at Entercom. You know, we've got those kinds of plastic bags. You're quite correct.
Right. They are plastic. And I will tell you this. Like, I probably have 20 of the reusable bags, like, from Wegmans and Topps. And my problem is I forget to bring them. And I always was the person, like, I would always get paper and plastic because I like to have my bags heavy and get as few bags as possible and always recycle, always save. But the issue with now having to pay for the paper bag is that I feel is also ridiculous. And I do bring mine back. Like, the ones from, like, Fortune Fresh, they have nice handles on them, and Trader Joe's. So I saved them all, and now, obviously, I don't have a choice. I have to bring them. So
Well, it's like anything else, Rachel. I mean, you get into the routine. You empty out your groceries, and then you make one more trip to the car to put the bags back in the vehicle.
Correct, but that's probably something that I'm going to have to really work on. What I told my husband is he works second shift, and I'm on days, so sometimes he'll go to Wegmans after work. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you're going to have to leave bags in your truck. I said, or just bring, like, a plastic tote and, like, to put the stuff in it.
Yep. Yep. But no, Tim Wenger and Susan Rose work here. They're married, and they each have their own bags in each of their vehicles. Rachel, stand by if you've more to add to this conversation. Let's go back to Rachel as we talk about the whole plastic bag thing.
Yes, and I will tell you, that was a perfect segue when you went into that My Buffalo Parks. I felt you were actually just talking to me. Anyway, and I know Tim and Susan very well, but I have found that when going to Wegmans, when I have forgot to bring the bag when they already got rid of the plastic, and I do the self-checkout because when I'm in a hurry, I will just do that myself. And the way Wegmans does it is you do your checkout when you're ready to cash out. It says, how many paper bags do you have? And I honestly put it in that I had like two bags, but you can put zero and it's not going to charge you. And I'm wondering how many people actually do that.
I would think that everybody in this audience is 100% above board and honest. And when they tell the IRS that they made $20,000 in charitable contributions last year, they actually did it.
Okay, I see that too.
All right, thank you. Yeah. There's something else. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I was going to say, as far as like the meat things that you go, like, when don't you even just grab the plastic bag when you're picking up your beef or chicken, like right in the meat department, because they have them hanging right above them?
Sure.
Put it in there also.
I don't trust anything not to leak. I mean, again, you have to understand, this is one of my neuroses in life, and it is a neurosis that is based upon a past experience with severe food poisoning.
Oh, no, I understand that completely. But I always put mine in the bag. And even when I do go shopping and I get my groceries, even if I have my reusable bags or I'm just getting the paper, I will always say, or I bring the plastic, I'll say, just put the meat in a plastic bag and I keep it separate.
All right. You are smarter than I, Rachel. I'm glad you called.
All right. Have
All right.
a good night.
And most of you are, by the way. It is 4:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Bowerly with you on a Friday. Let's go to Joanne in Cheektowaga. Joanne, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Howdy.
Hi, I had the one suggestion of using the plastic bags from the produce, but somebody already said that to put your meat in. But what I've been doing is I don't like going to self-checkout, and I shop at Walmart quite a bit for groceries. And I've been going to self-checkout, and I've been doubling all my bags, whether they need to be doubled or not.
And?
So this way, I have a supply for the kitty litter.
You know,
so I've been doubling all the bags, and I just put a few items in them. After they stopped doing the plastic bags, I have one of my neighbors has been giving me plastic bags that he doesn't use. But I have three rescue cats that I trapped, and three kitties. You have a lot of dirty kitty litter every day. So I don't know what I'm going to do after that. And the other thing I also do is every time I've gone to a trade show, I pick up all the bags, like the bigger plastic bags. So I figure this way I also have a supply of those bags to use. But, and as far as dog poop goes, I don't have a dog anymore. But when I get my newspaper delivered, it always comes in an orange bag. And I had saved those bags, and I used to use those bags when I walked my dog.
Understood.
But, after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's just like I'm going to have to scarf more bags when I go to the trade show tomorrow, to the Buffalo Home Show, which I got my tickets on that Get My Perks deal.
Oh, happy to hear that. Happy to help out. I am hoping that you have a very, very good time.
I hope we do, too. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to see Sally Cunningham. But that's the only thing I can think of. And after that, I don't know what I'm going to do when I run out of my surplus supplies. I was also thinking of, but I don't think Wegmans does it anymore. I haven't been there lately. They used to have bags that people would throw in a big container.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was seriously thinking if maybe I'd go there for the kitty litter and leave the bags in the garage.
I don't know.
Not attached, and then just bring one in at a time to empty the kitty litter out.
Yeah, I got you. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I meant to check the last time I went to Wegmans alone about the plastic bag. You know, you used to be able to bring your old plastic bags in and your clean old plastic bags, and they'd find another home for them or something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.